Now tonight, we open the scripture in Revelation chapter 8. As you keep in mind this book of Revelation until chapter 5, everything is gorgeous, and you can even put the hands in the things that is said. But once you start in chapter 5, you are in the heavenly presence of God, and there was one person who was worthy to have the books of life into his hand. No human being had been a word with that honor. Daniel was exhorted to close the book and forget about the future. And then Jesus did, and he opened those books, and from then on, the mystery of Revelation comes into place. We saw in Revelation that there was there were seven seals, and six of them were open in Revelation chapter 6. And as I said again, they give you a glimpse of what the events to expect for the end of the world. And certainly, many of those glimpses have been there in even last century, where some people looks like they were the ones who will take over. But tell you, you and I have no seen anything when that tribulation area comes into a picture. The events are mentioned, and we have no idea how to detect them. No one can say this year, this person, or the other. Now, amazing enough, chapter 6 describes those seals and stop. And then chapter 7 reveals two events. Reveals the event of some Jewish people being saved, not as a nation, but just being saved as people. But mentioned that they were from the race of Abraham, and they were from, from that particular area of the world and that particular race. And then the Bible talks about people who were saved during the tribulation period. Even the elders asked John, remember? And they say to John, who are these people? And John said, you know it, remember? And they said, these are the people from the tribulation. So there will be a generation of believers going through the tribulation, and then the Lord will come. And this is a spell, clearly, before going to Revelation 8, I'd like you to go to Matthew chapter 24 and verse 29. There the Bible unlock the event and unlock also the coming of the Lord. In Matthew 24 and in verse 29, the Bible said, immediately after the tribulation of those days shall the sun be darkened, and the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of heaven shall be shaken. In other words, stability as you know it. The law of gravity is going to be gone, and everything is gone. And so after, the clear words, immediately after the tribulation. So God has some people, some believers in the tribulation, showing his power, that in the midst of Satan's exhibition, God is still working and is still saving people. Now we go to Revelation chapter 8. And I will not speculate on what we read here, but just mention, because it's very, you can speculate all you want, but you know, I have one rule of practice in the scripture, is whatever the scripture said is what I tell you. I don't go by imagination. Revelation chapter 8, verse 1. This is the seventh seal. And look at what the Bible says. And when he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven about the space of a half an hour. Isn't that mysterious? I read it again. And when he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven about the space of a half an hour. Now remember, forget about chapter 7. Remember chapter 6. All these activities all these remarkable wars and troubles and problems, and the world is in convulsion, and suddenly the world is stopped. And for half an hour, there is nothing. So I comment on this. We must not forget that the seventh seal includes all that happened during the sound of the trumpet and the pouring of vials. In that little box, there were seven seals. And from the seals, there were trumpets, seven trumpets. And from the trumpet, there were seven vials. To illustrate this statement, think of a rocket fired into the air may burst into seven stars, and one of these stars into seven other stars, and one of the second group of stars into a third group of seven stars. So the seventh seal includes the seven trumpet, and the seven trumpet include the seven vials. In other words, there are no seven, seven, seven. There is only one seven event, and those events blossom in different way. Now I want to talk about the silence. The silence that followed the breaking of the seventh seal was preparatory to what was to follow during the sounding of the trumpet and the pouring out of the vials. Now, this silence was something remarkable. The 24 elders ceased their harp playing, the angels hushed their voices, and the cherubims and seraphims and all the hosts of heaven were silent. And so great was the silence that all heaven was awed by it. And to add to the noticeableness of it, John added that it lasted half an hour. You see that? I mean, imagine complete, absolute silence. Heaven and earth, silent. Now, a lot of people speculate with a half an hour. And I wrote that the half an hour is not long when engaged in some pleasant employment, but it causes a nerve-wracking tension when we do not know what is going to happen and when a life is at stake. A minute or even a few seconds seems to be hours. The suspense of a half an hour silence in heaven was intense. Now, just to tell you something, I'm sitting there during the morning service, and there is a switch here happen where I pray. There is a performer, and then the choir director has to come here. And there is the radio station is not allowed more than 10 seconds silence. I got 10,000 penalty by the FCC. And sometimes it's more than 10 seconds here, and I'm just blasted in that chair. And so when the performance finished and the choir director come here, the music should come right on, because technically you cannot have silent on the sky. It could be a signal for war or something. So that's why we learn in radio, you have to broadcast all the time so that we know exactly what it is. Now imagine half an hour silent. Imagine the people listening to Bethel Baptist Church, and suddenly somebody played the piano, and nothing happened. Complete silence. People check the radio and see what happened, and check the computer, and, you know, half an hour, very intense. But why that half an hour of silence? I asked myself, why half an hour of silence? What did it signify? It was the period of silent preparation for the awful judgment that were to burst forth in the earth under the trumpet and the vials. That's the only thing I can learn. Now, you can speculate with numbers, you can speculate with hours, you can speculate with everything, but the only thing that seems here telling you is that God is going to really strike hard. And so God is going to pause for a moment and then bless the entire earth. So we go then to the golden censer of chapter 8, verse 2 to 5. In Revelation chapter 8, verse 2, we read, "And I saw the seven angels which stood before God, And to them were given seven trumpets. See, this is the seventh seal, and from the seventh seal branch seven trumpets. Seal 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, then seventh seal. The seventh seal is silent, and now from the seventh seal comes the seven trumpets. And another angel, verse 3, came and stood at the altar, having a golden censer. And there was given unto him much incense, that he should offer it with the prayers of all saints upon the golden altar, which was before the throne. And the smoke of the incense, which came with the prayers of the saints, ascended up before God out of the angel's hand. And the angels took the censer and filled it with fire of the altar and cast it into the earth. And there were voices and thundering and lightning and an earthquake. So let's think for a moment what that could be. Following the silence in heaven, John saw seven angels of very official importance, for they stand in the presence of God, to whom the seven trumpets were given. So these angels, you see in verse 2, they stood before God. Now it's like being in the office of President Obama. Who will visit the office of President Obama? All the important people, all the people that will advise him, all the people that work with him. Now here is God, and he has these angels, perhaps seraphims, around him in heaven. Now, trumpets are used to call to war and to worship. Also, for the convocation of the people, to proclaim festivals in the Old Testament, as the year of Jubilee, the Feast of the Tabernacle, and for judgments. You read that in Exodus 19:16, that the trumpet was used. In Amos chapter 3, verse 6, Joshua chapter 6, verse 13 to 16. Remember when the walls were broken, the trumpet, the sound. And Zephaniah 1:14-16, under the coming of our Lord for the first time. So these seven angels prepare themselves to sound. Now remember, there was the last seal, and the seven angels with their trumpet. Each sound will mean something. All right? That is, they took the trumpets that were handed them and took up their position where they could in turn sound their trumpets. But before the trumpets were sounded, John saw, I like it, it's not that God told John, John saw. That's what I say, there is one man in this universe who saw the end. And if you read John 21, 22, the Bible keep on saying, and John saw. All right, that's what Jesus said in John 21. He said, this one will live to the end, means he will know the end. The trumpet was sounded, John saw another angel with a golden censer. See verse 3. And another angel came and stood at the altar, having the golden censer, said verse 3. All right? And his hand come and stand before the golden incense altar. The name of this angel priest is not given. And it's useless to speculate as to who he was. Some claim it was Christ because he is our great high priest. But that is immaterial. It's very close that Christ as an angel did that because he is a high priest. But I can't confirm it. We are told that he was given much incense. All right? And verse 3 said that there was given unto him much incense. And the name the project of this angel is to hold the prayers of believers. And he going to pray for all the saints. In other words, he offer with it the prayers for all the saints. He's now in business of doing the transitional from the people to God in prayer. These saints were the saints of the tribulation period, And their prayers were for deliverance of their enemies. Verse 3, the Bible said, and there was given unto him much incense, and he stood offer, and he should offer it with the prayers of all the saints upon the golden altar, which were before the throne. In other words, the whole world is not yet in heaven. The only people that are in heaven are those who came from the tribulation, and they are active with God. These will account for the remarkable act of the angel priest of filling the censer with fire from off the altar and casting it on the earth, the effect of which was seen in the voices and thundering that broke the silence of heaven and the lightning of the earthquake. Look at verse 5. Remember, this is half hour of silence. This episode is happening. And when the silence was broken, verse 5, and the angels took the censer and filled it with fire of the altar and cast it into the earth, and there were voices and thundering and lightning and an earthquake. In other words, the silence was broken. As the same four things happened when the seven trumpets sound in Revelation 11, and we're going to get there, and the seven vials is put out, it is clear that the seven seal, the seven trumpet, and the seven vial all end alike and synchronize as to their ending. That is, all end at the same time at the end of the week. In other words, it is clear to me that as every trial, the seal, the trumpet, and the vials end in the same way, they all end on the last day of that week of tribulation. The judgment that follow on the earth as the trumpets sound and the vials are put out are the answer to the prayers of the saints for vengeance of their enemies. In other words, the saints in heaven, remember, we read it, said, please get to those people. And now God have listened to those prayers, and God going to unfold those prayers and bring them with great power. I want to stop here because the next one is a long one. I have to deal with the sound of the trumpet and the specifications, but I want to give you this introduction so that now you are at the end of the last seal, and then the trumpets are ready. God hear the prayers, and now God's going to act. Now, theologically, that's what's happening. Practically, I had the satisfaction to say, God, hear our prayers. And if somebody is hurting you, you can pray. Say, Lord, have mercy on me and deal with this person. I will never pray against somebody. But I will say, Lord, have mercy on me and deal with this other person and the way it is. And this is what God is going to do. God is going to say, I hear the prayers, that's enough. And there will come a time when God will say, that is enough. And then God's going to move on behalf of his people. And this is what we call the Great Tribulation Period, where God starts on the first trumpet after the seventh seal, and is going to blast himself against those who are against the Christians. Next time, we pick up the pieces in verse 6 and deal very heavily on these issues.